Chronicles. 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 This means the written record.
哈，第一个单词很有意思，叫做 chronicle。我们知道 chronic, chronicle, chronicles, chronicles.
The meaning has no connection.
没有关系啊。
No.
但是都是 by time, according to time.
It's probably got some 关系 in history, but now it, chronic means very serious, acute. Chronicles just means the written records of something.
比如说中国的一些 chronicles from the Qing Dynasty、
right.
to Han Dynasty.、
The Bible is a chronicle.
啊，什么样的东西？历史它是以时间编年史、为记录来记载的，叫编年史，就是这样一个单词叫 chronicle.
That's right.
Or chronicles, written record.
That's right. Hostility.H-O-S-T-I-L-I-T-Y. Hostility.
Hostility.
This means when you're not very friendly to somebody, when you're angry with somebody, not friendly, cold.
你对某人非常冷漠，非常冷淡、
yeah.
非常充满敌意、
mm.
You probably hate them or you don't like them.
And hostility is the noun. You could say that hostile, which
hostile.
Is the adjective.
形容词形式是 hostile.
That's right.
你会发现它在变成名词的时候呢，发音变了 ，ile 变成 ility.
That's right.
Hostility、变了。
Easy.
当然，你也可以用它的反义词来记忆，什么叫做 hospitality？
Different.
是另外它的是比较友好的 friendly， 对不对？
Yeah.
Hostility、
true.
就是非常充满敌意的、不喜欢的。你也可以通过来记忆。好，第三个单词
dramatic.D-R-A-M-A-T-I-C. Dramatic. This means that lots of things happened.
非常戏剧化的、Dramatic.、Just like、any plays that we watch being put on the stage.
Just like 美食 The 电视剧美食
像现在 Debbie 现在正在追看的这个电视剧是吧、
yeah.
天天往上看啊欲罢不能啊
Very
dramatic、like we run into the studio is very dramatic
Yes
作为一个主持人二十分钟以前冲回直播室这也是非常 dramatic 的一个事件哈好 dramatic drama dramatic D-R-A-M-A-T-I-C Let's move on to idioms
The first one She took after her fatherNow, we could substitute she for anybody and father for anybody. It means that she was like her father. She shared some of the same habits, resemblances.
有没有一点像那种、get some traits or characteristics from the last generation?
Yes, exactly.
Take after somebody,、especially take after your mother, take after your father.
Right. You can't take after your sister or brother or friends.
不可以。
It's only your parents or grandparents.
对，应该是跟那个基因有关系的。但凡跟基因有关系的，你遗传了你的父亲的什么？就等于说，比如我说 ，She took after her father.
That's right.
就好像是 resemble her father a little bit. 就有点像，比如说像 personality.
Yeah, can be personality, can be looks, can be habits, anything.
就是像自己的爸爸。
Yeah.
像自己的妈妈。Oh, I took a lot at my mother.
Do you?
Yes.
I take after my father.
真的？
A little bit, yeah.
哎呦，那 Debbie 比我有福。
Okay, the second one is didn't go down so well. Well, if something doesn't go down very well, it means it's not popular.
Go down 有一个平易近人的意思。从上面，比如说你是个 leader， 那 you go down well，、就是你跟你的这个一些 colleagues 相处得很好， getting along well.
That's right.
Go down well 就形容一个人呢很受欢迎哈、跟这个
right,
跟大家都打成一片，很有亲和力。
Yeah.
但如果说你 didn't go down so well， 就证明你这个人有一点点 wasn't very popular.
Yeah, you could say that about food or fashion. That new fashion hasn't gone down very well with young people. They don't wear it.
新的时尚好像不怎么入流、不怎么受大家的喜欢，不怎么 popular.
That's right.
所以你要说形容一个人 popular， 形容一个事件 popular， 形容一个趋势 popular， 你就可以以后啊换用这个动词短语叫 go down.、You can say go down so well. You can also say didn't down so well.
Number three, her new capacity. Well, capacity, C-A-P-A-C-I-T-Y, means her new position, her new role in life.
Capacity, 本来有一个容量、
mm.
空间
It's true.
有个这样的意思。用在人后边， her new capacity 指的是呢她的新的位置、
mm-hmm.
比如说、she is new vice president
That's、right.
of the company
That's her new capacity
That's her new capacity 她呢填了一个空、啊、她把这个空填上了
That's right It is kind of related You could say her new capacity as a motherYou could also say that it's like a role, R-O-L-E.
If this person has become a mother, then her new role is a mother.
Yeah.
Her new capacity is a mother.
That's right.
Any role can be, because we...
The role is...
Yeah, we are the role of life on the stage, right? We all play our own role、
exactly.
in the life stage. So we each get our own new capacity.
Yeah. And finally, rose up against her.This means to fight against her, to rise up. A country rises up, an army rises up, a football team rises up against the others.
大家要注意哦 rise up 跟 raise up 是不一样的。
But not
they
the same.
They are different. They're not the same. Now, Westlife saying, you raise me up.
I'm too old to know about Westlife.
Westlife? we nowadays live in a Westlife.
Yeah.
Raise up 跟那个 rise up 不一样。Rise up 是起义、暴动、反抗、fight against, stand up against somebody.、
Mm-hmm.
起义、反抗、我们不平、我们要要求自己的权利。
In fact, it's in your national anthem.
起来、起来。
It's the same. Rise up.
我们的国歌就是 rise up.、Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you rise up against something, it means to fight against something, but you could also rise up for something.
也可以吗
Yeah.
反正就是
起来就是
反正你站起来是你 stand up against something or for something
yeah
都可以的哈、
yeah.
为了争取自己的什么东西 you're standing out you stand up
stand up
stand up,
stand up for human、life or、feminism women's rights
yes for the
animal rights
promotion for the salary more salaries
that's right
都可以哈
that's right
都是可以的好 rise up against her 你看在这里是 against her 哦吼 that's the clue for something must、
that's、
be、
right.
something in the clip
right we better move on to our questions we have three and they're easy the first one is what had the Londoners had enough of
好在这里呢我们马上来进入到第一段的听力问题、啊、在放送今天的听力之前呢我们先来把问题搞清楚这里第一个问题当中有一个单词叫 Londoner 什么叫 Londoner 就是 people
mm-hmm, living yes, in London. Sorry, they're people that live in London.
我们是 Beijingers.
Beijingers.、Yeah.
Shanghainese.
嗯，
太怪了。Londoner. What has the Londoner had enough of? Had enough of 这个短语就是说 fed up.
Yeah.
受够了。
Yeah.
说伦敦人民呢，当时他们觉得受够了什么？ What has the Londoner had enough of? 诶，这个问题很关键哦。
嗯哼。Number two. Where was Matilda preparing for her coronation? It's the name of a place.
对，请问。Coronation 这个词我们上周学过，就是她的加冕仪式，对不对？
Mm,
啊，这个
That's right.
加冕仪式。那么请问 ，Matilda 是本来已经做好了准备，在哪个地方来进行自己的 coronation？ 提示，这是一个 famous place in London，
嗯、
mm. ，对不对？而且，it is where the wedding.
Enough. Not allowed to say anymore, Jing Jing.
This is where I went to.、
I shall move on to number three before、oh. Jing Jing gives you the answer.
Of course.
What was Matilda doing when the Londoners rose up against her?
好，伦敦人民正在起义的时候呢，这个 Matilda 正在准备做什么样的事情哈、啊？这、个没想到天有不测风云，人有旦夕祸福。本来要加冕了，这个突然一瞬间呢，发生了什么事情？哇！带着这样精彩的悬念，我们马上进入到第二部分的第一段的听力当中，一起听两遍。
What do we actually know about Matilda's character? Matilda was a very forceful character in that she took after her father, who was a very successful and powerful king. But the trouble for Matilda was that forceful characters didn't go down so well if you happen to be female. And we can see this played out in the Chronicles, where there's extraordinary personal hostility to Matilda.
From the Gesta Stefani.The deeds of Stephen. She at once put on an extremely arrogant demeanor, instead of the modest gait and bearing proper to the gentle sex, began to walk and speak and do all things more stiffly and more haughtily than she had been wont.
And did she actually make it to be queen? She got so close, but not quite. She was preparing for her coronation at Westminster, in fact was having a great feast,when suddenly the Londoners decided that they'd had enough of a woman who was now daring to ask them for money in her new capacity as would-be Queen of England. It was an extraordinarily dramatic moment, this moment in 1141 when Matilda was on the very eve of her coronation and the Londoners rose up against her.
The whole city, with the bells ringing everywhere as the signal for battle, flew to arms, and all with the common purpose of making a most savage attack on the Countess and her men, unbarred the gates and came out in a body like thronging swarms from beehives.
And Matilda and her attendants had to leave their feast uneaten, jump on their horses and escape as fast as they could. And Matilda never got that close again to the coronation that in the end she never had.
What do we actually know about Matilda's character?
Matilda was a very forceful character in that she took after her father, who was a very successful and powerful king. But the trouble for Matilda was that forceful characters didn't go down so well if you happen to be female. And we can see this played out in the chronicles, where there's extraordinary personal hostility to Matilda.
From the Gesta Stefani, the deeds of Stephen. She at once put on an extremely arrogant demeanor, instead of the modest gait and bearing proper to the gentle sex, began to walk and speak and do all things more stiffly and more haughtily than she had been wont.
And did she actually make it to be queen?
She got so close, but not quite. She was preparing for her coronation at Westminster, in fact was having a great feast, when suddenly the Londoners decided that they'd had enough of a woman who was now daring to ask them for money in her new capacity as would-be Queen of England. It was an extraordinarily dramatic moment, this moment in 1141 when Matilda was on the very eve of her coronation and the Londoners rose up against her.
The whole city, with the bells ringing everywhere as the signal for battle, flew to arms, and all with the common purpose of making a most savage attack on the Countess and her men, unbarred the gates and came out in a body like thronging swarms from beehives.
And Matilda and her attendants had to leave their feast uneaten, jump on their horses and escape as fast as they could. And Matilda never got that close again to the coronation that in the end she never had.
好的，这就是我们的第二段的第一部分了。怎么样，大家有没有听到刷刷刷刷刷？
Was it difficult, guys?
有没有听到枪炮声、刀光剑影声呢？哦，当然那个时候还没有枪炮了。哎呦，当年英国的皇家争斗呢也是这样的。其实我们在里面听到了三个人的声音，有主持人问说啊 What do we actually know about Matilda's character? 请问我们的两位专家，大家记得吗？我们 still have Helen、Helen is here because she's writer of the She-Wolf、她也有发言权，她也是研究历史的专家、所以她也来在这里，我们问了她一个关键的问题，说请问这一位啊 Matilda 的个性是个怎样的呢？好、我们来开始分解第一段您刚刚听到的这一段。如果你没有听懂，接下来是一个大好时机，让 Debbie 老师带你梳理这段文本。
What do we actually know about Matilda's character?
What do we actually know? 我们究竟能够知道一些 Matilda 的什么性格呢？
She was a very forceful character in that she took after her father, who was a very successful and powerful king.
注意这段话我们可以去学习形容一个人的性格。She was a very forceful character, 就是 forced to do something, you have to do and it would like to give pressure on somebody else's.、是一个非常强势的个性。And then she took after her father. 这是跟她的爸爸亨利一世学到的，遗传来的。Who was a very successful and powerful king.
But the trouble was that forceful characters didn't go down so well if you happened to be female.
但是这种强势人格也有一个问题，就是如果你正好是一个女性的话，你可能不会那么容易受欢迎。
And we can see this played out in the Chronicles.Where there is extraordinary, that means a lot, of personal hostility towards Matilda.
From the hood?
From the Chronicles, we can see that's written in the Chronicles.
对，而且在历史上呢，我们可以看到有很多对于 Matilda 的一种不好的描述，一种充满敌意的描述，可能都是跟她自己的这个 forceful character 有很大的关系。
From the Gesta Stefani, the deeds of Stephen. That's what the chronicles are called.
好，接下来我们要听听这一段编年史了。
She at once put on an extremely arrogant demeanor, instead of the modest gait and bearing proper to the gentle sex, began to walk and speak and do all things more stiffly and haughtily.
在这里我们有几个单词需要梳理一下 arrogant demeanor.
Just means very proud, 骄傲
非常傲慢、因为他是皇家族人嘛。那 instead of the modest
the modest way. The way she should have been quiet and behaving and 听话 because she was a woman.
但是没有，她完全是走向另外一个相反的极端 and began to walk and speak and do all things more stiffly, 就是很僵化的。
This means very, very coldly, very
非常无情的，
yeah.
然后非常的顽固的。
Not friendly.
不友好的。然后 haughtily.
Haughtily just means very aloof.It means she's not talking to her people below her. She's 骄傲
这是一个非常一个典型的一个君王式的一种人物
yeah,
哈，就是高高在上的
behaving,
也不跟下面的人说话
behaving like a queen even though she wasn't one
表现得像一个 queen 一样虽然说她根本就不是一个 queen
And did she actually make it to be queen?
最后就是一个关键问题了那 did she actually make it to be queen?
She got so close
太靠近了差一点
But not quite.
但是没有。
She was preparing for her coronation at Westminster.
或说话说在那个月黑风高的晚上她已经在 Westminster 准备好了要自己的 coronation 了。
In fact, she was having a great feast.
家里的盛宴都已经准备好了。
When suddenly the Londoners decided they'd had enough of a woman who was now asking them for money In her new capacity.
而就在这个时候呢，伦敦的人民劳苦大众再也忍受不了有一个女人每天成天向他们要钱、收税，整天就是钱钱钱钱钱 ，money money 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 money。他们不想让这样一个人来当自己的 Queen of England.
And that's the answer to question one. In her new capacity as would-be Queen of England. And then the guest of Stefani says again, "Oh no."It was an extraordinarily dramatic moment in 1141 when Matilda was on the very eve, this means the day before her coronation, and the Londoners rose up against her.
戏剧性的事情发生在1141年的 Matilda 已经完全准备好了在她的加冕前夜这个时候 Londoners 突然造反。
The whole city with the bells ringing everywhere as the signal for battle.Flew to arms. This means they picked up their weapons, and all with the purpose of making the most savage attack on the countess, that's the would-be queen, and her men. They unbarred the gates and came out in a body like thronging swarms from beehives. Too difficult. Just means they all.Got to arms and ran into the streets.
这段英语很难，因为它是来自编年史，所以大家呢没有必要去强求它的个别细节，你懂得大体意思就好了。那天晚上的警钟响满全城，就是意味着号召人民一起起来了。然后这个时候呢，所有的人就拿起自己什么菜刀啊
，That's right，
拿起自己的武器啊，
yeah.
什么家里的东西，棍棒啊、拖布啊什么的都起来，然后这个时候就全部涌到街上，然后去 fight the countess，fight、
right.
她和她的丈夫。然后这个时候呢，就开始。打成一片
And what did Matilda do? Well, she and her staff had to leave their feast uneaten, jump on their horses, and escape as fast as they could.
你看，生死的关头是被打下去呢，还是要保命啊？对不对？是要加冕，还是要当王呢？还是要保命呢？肯定这个时候保命先嘛。所以大餐只能先不吃了，丢下碗筷，还没来得及动筷子，跳上马车就开逃，就逃命。They jump on their horses and escape as fast as they could.
And Matilda never got that close again to the coronation that in the end she never had.
等于说她是 being driven away. 等于说是被赶走的。对不对哈？因为她自己的原因，所以被赶走。
That's right. They rose up against her.
Rose up against her. 所有的人民都起来起义，起来抗议。然后呢，从那以后，她再也没有如此般的靠近过这个 coronation. And then that was the history. 历史就这样被书写了。除非 you time travel machine, then you go back to that history.
I wish.
对吧？除非改写历史。好，经过这样一段梳理以后呢，中英双语的解译，那么你会发现，哎，听上去很容易，根本历史就没有想象中那么难。我们一起来解答刚才的问题，同时来挑几个 David 老师来注意在观察聊天室大家的答题情况。第一题说 ，What has Londoners had enough of? We had enough of.
Well, Say says that it's the personal hostility against her, but no, actually, they'd had enough of her asking for money.
对。你说 where are all these hostilities coming from? Because Matilda asking for money.
And Jackie Wu has got that a woman has always asked for money all day. That's right.
那是因为 because she's a woman or
<Yeah.
S 2> because she love money. 然后这个是叫因为她 asking for money. 不停地在要钱。
Number two, where was Matilda preparing for her coronation?Well, she was actually in Westminster. Say got that right.
对啦，这个词大家听出来就很了不得，因为你对英国的历史有了解，在威斯敏斯特，在威斯敏斯特，这就是 where、这个 William and Kate have the wedding.
That's why I thought you might know it.
Yeah. 开玩笑，威斯敏斯特大教堂。啊、这个这道题还叫 Westminster, W-E-S-T-E-M-I-N-S-T-E-R.
Very central London.
Very 在伦敦的中心、啊、有机会应该去一下，因为他们现在 still have some of the conferences and the
oh,
meetings.
Oh, yes, the Houses of Parliament.
Where
our government.
对，他们政府所在地都在那地方开会。
Yeah. Big Ben.
Fantastic architecture.
I know, it's beautiful.
建筑实在是太棒，太棒了 ，Westminster.、Mm. 大家有机会一定要去看。Mm. 另外，这个 Buckingham Palace 也一定要去看。
Yeah. Oh, it is gorgeous. And finally, what was Matilda doing when the Londoners rose up against her?
对
，She was having a feast.
悠哉悠哉的，还在开饭呢，还在这边还在煮饭呢，还在准备吃大餐呢，结果那边就已经开始造反了。